Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind folks, if they haven't yet, we've got a registration deadline coming up. Our Rural Safety Day is coming up this Saturday, the 24th of August. That's a program targeted to kids in 4th through 6th grade in Cass County and surrounding areas. That'll start at 8:30 in the morning and go through 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It will be held on the Cass County Fairgrounds outdoors. We'll have a variety of local presenters coming in to do some hands-on activities with the kids on safety, both on the farm and just in rural areas in general. There will be some farm-specific topics such as machinery, but there will be many other topics relevant to any youth, such as safety around animals, first aid, lawnmower safety, electrical safety, and more. If that's something that you think you have a 4th through 6th grader that would be interested in learning, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132, and get registered for that. That Rural Safety Day is free of charge, and we will also be providing lunch for youth that attend that. So once again, Rural Safety Day coming up this Saturday on the 24th of August from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds, covering a variety of safety topics on and off farm relevant to youth in 4th through 6th grades. Want to draw folks' attention to a great resource that we have available on our website, and it's especially topical this time of year. The Words on Wellness newsletter is a monthly newsletter that is published by our local nutrition and health specialists. The August edition was just put on the website. It has some great resources on very timely things like buying and storing fresh fruits and vegetables. With farmers markets being full swing this time of year and people starting to harvest out of their gardens as well, it's useful to know what types of foods are best stored in the refrigerator and what types of foods are best stored at room temperature. First of all, some tips for properly storing food in the refrigerator. You want to make sure if you're storing foods in the refrigerator, you're placing your fruits and vegetables in separate perforated plastic bags. You want to use within 1 to 3 days to make sure that you're getting maximum flavor and freshness. And you want to make sure that you store each group in different produce drawers in the refrigerator to minimize the detrimental effects of the ethylene gas that's produced by the fruits, as that will help make the vegetables ripen and spoil more quickly. So there's a comprehensive chart on the newsletter on our website, but some common vegetables that are and fruits that are best stored in the refrigerator include apples, berries, cherries, and grapes, as well as artichokes, asparagus, green beans, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and celery. And any cut vegetables or fruits are also best stored in the refrigerator. Many folks like to buy things slightly before they are ripe and then ripen them at home. There are a few products such as avocados, kiwi, nectarines, peaches, pears, plums, etc., that should be ripened on the counter before refrigerated. If you want to prevent moisture loss while you're doing this, store your fruits and vegetables separately in a paper bag, perforated plastic bag, or a ripening bowl on the counter out of direct sunlight. You can also add an apple to that bag to enhance the ripening of the fruit in a bowl or paper bag. After those fruits have ripened to where they would be most flavorful, you can store them in the refrigerator and, again, use within 1 to 3 days. On the other hand, we have some fruits and vegetables that really store best at room temperature. Refrigeration of these fruits and vegetables can cause cold damage or prevent them from ripening to good flavor and texture. For example, pink tomatoes ripen to a better taste and red color if they are left at room temperature. Apples can also be held at room temperature for a few days before eating, but the time at room temperature will lead to a shriveling and loss of flavor after about 5 to 7 days. So if they're going to be held longer than that, they should be refrigerated. Again, you also want to keep those food items away from direct sunlight if you are storing them at room temperature. Some fruits and vegetables that are best stored at room temperature include bananas, citrus fruits, mangoes, melons, papayas, and pineapple, among others, as well as some common vegetables such as tomatoes, pumpkins, and winter squash. You also want to keep things such as onions, garlic, and potatoes in a well-ventilated area in the pantry, and those will hold for quite a while. Things such as cucumber, eggplants, and peppers can either be kept at room temperature or in the refrigerator if they will be used in a very short amount of time. So again, that information comes from our Words on Wellness newsletter provided by our local nutrition and health program specialist through Extension. More information should be found in the August edition of the newsletter alone. Some tips on buying those fresh fruits and vegetables at the farmer's market. There's a recipe on here for a farmer's market fresh salad, as well as information on selecting food safely at the farmer's market, and an outdoor activity known as creek walking for those outdoor enthusiasts. So again, that can be found on the front page of our website. Just look up Cass County Extension online and it should take you straight to our homepage. You can also find that information by stopping in our office and picking up a printed copy. We are located at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, or give us a call at 243-1132. We'd be more than happy to help you find some of that information, get you registered for a rural safety day, or help you with anything else that you may be needing. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.